3 weeks ago, maybe two, I was praying about our time here, and there is something about the children sharing with us that finally puts some of our brain to rest and opens up our hearts and really lets us have a experience very similar to what the kids were both saying and what clearly the Christmas story is about, that in the midst of all our busyness and everything going on, we need to stop and understand that there really is good news. And here is the word of the Lord. I felt like 2-3 weeks ago that God wanted to speak to many of us in this room, and I'm going to watch time, and it's this. Don't miss new beginnings in old places. Because isn't that what the Christmas story is all about? These shepherds, Bethlehem was their home. They'd grown up there. They probably never left there. And an angel, a messenger, had to come and tell them, hey, something new is beginning in a place you're way, way familiar with. Probably a place where you feel like nothing changes. Probably a place that doesn't, that kind of almost discourage you in the sense of you feel like there's no future there. And I really felt like God's word to us in this place this morning is don't miss new beginnings in old places. Because when the most important gift in all of the history of the world came, almost everybody missed it. A matter of fact, the only people who actually discovered the new beginning were people that angels showed up to and stars shone on and the Holy Spirit directly witnessed to. It's not too hard to miss new beginnings in old places. And yet, isn't the Christmas story that a world was in need of a new beginning and yet didn't even know when it started? And so for you and I in this place, I really feel like more than just the play, which, I mean, you can't, don't miss the manger. Really, the Christmas story is that someone needs to tell us to go look for a new beginning that we don't know is happening. That's the story. The angels have to tell them, you should go look in a place you've been to all your life. You should look for something new. And I think what the kids have done for us and what the Holy Spirit wants to speak to each of us today is that same word, that there is something new for you and I to find. But you're going to have to go find it. You're going to have to actually make a choice to go look for it. Just like the shepherds, even after the messenger told them that it was there, they still had to decide to go and find it. And you and I, we live in this world that's filled with busyness, burdens, and a lot of brokenness. And because of it, we can even hear there's good news and even want new beginnings in our heart. But something in us, just like the play showed us, it kind of paralyzes us. And we never get to the point where we decide to go find it. You know, I was thinking through what kind of this world forces us into. And I think we tend to look at the urgent more than the important. We tend to focus on our past pain instead of future priorities and new beginnings. We tend to be so filled with our plans of survival that we miss God's simple plans to actually help us thrive. And that's the Christmas story. Everybody's busy taking care of the urgent. Everybody's got pain. I mean, if you're in Bethlehem at that day with a Roman census that nobody asked for, and the only reason they're having the census is so the people who are oppressing you can get more money from you, because that's what happens at a census. You pay taxes. I mean, there's pain there. And most people are so busy with the idea of how are we going to get through this that they don't see that God already has a plan to get them through this. And so you and I need to kind of think about how we look for new beginnings. And I love this quote. It says, you're not missing the secret, you're missing the obvious. You know, there are a lot of us in this room, we're looking for a secret of how to make life work, and we're missing that it's actually pretty obvious. That there's something that, you know, the more you try by yourself to figure out life, the more complicated your plan has to get. Because you do not have the answer. And so it gets more and more complicated, and you get a little more and more off the path, when really what Christmas reminds us of, let's get back to a simple thought. Let's get back that God is with us, and that he has the ability to take care of us, and that we should trust in him. Like, there's an obvious answer, not a complicated one. There's no secret to what you're going through. There's just a choice of trust. And it really begins with new beginnings. And here is, we always, of course, we like to try and make it as practical as possible. Here is really how you can, in a practical way, find new beginnings. And it's this. Find new beginnings by start to focus on familiar blessings. In other words, if you want to see the good thing God wants to do next, focus on the fact that God's already done something good for you. Because if you find what he's already done good, most likely right next to it is what he's about to do next. It's not about to be someplace out in left field. It's about his faithfulness over time. And yet, let's admit it, that you and I live in a world that is trying desperately to tell us not to be thankful. I mean, you're in the middle of a season where every company that has something to sell is trying to tell you what you don't have instead of focusing on what you do. You're living in the middle of a community and a society that the only way they can get you to watch their news channel is to make you outraged, offended, and in a panic about something. And so they're not thinking about helping you be thankful for what you have. They're really, the majority, are wanting to get you worried about something. And we live in a society, and every kid who goes to school knows this, that people usually feel better about themselves by cutting you down. So there's not too many people telling you what to be thankful for and who you are and what God has done. And so we live in this world that the current of the river flowing is about not being grateful. And yet Christmas comes and this idea of new beginnings, and if you want to find a new beginning, you've got to go against how the attitude of this world, and you've got to decide to be thankful. To be thankful for things that you take for granted. And yet you don't remember, and you and I don't remember, what a blessing it is. I don't know if you've seen this Facebook video, but it's being grateful for things like this.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
Please turn it up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, Christine, you're here too. Mm-hmm. I love you.
I know.
Dad, what's happening?
Honey, the power works! It's coming, it goes on and off, whatever we want! We've got clean water!
Oh, that's great, look at that!
Ooh! I bet I know what this does!
Rain down the glorious water!
Ah, shoes. Oh, what do we got here, guys? Food!
I love food. What? A briefcase? Ooh, I have work? This is awesome. Look, listen here.
Dee, the what?
Jack, be careful.
Ooh. I have a car.
Did you guys see this?
Yeah, you have a car.
A car!
And don't forget your coffee.
You're the best.
It's good. We need to remember what to be grateful for, because we do not live in a world where all those things are given. You know, most of us would long for a perfect life. We should be thankful that we get a chance to improve the life we've got. Like, we still got some breath in our lungs, right? We still have the ability to work on it. We may have crazy family, but at least we have a chance to work on it and figure it out. Look, we need to remember that if we want to find out what God is doing, let's focus on what he's already done. Let's begin that there is a lot to be grateful for, and let's go against the current of a world and every place you go that tells you, don't be thankful, be someone who wants more. You need more. And that's really what this whole idea of Christmas, in terms of the shepherds coming, there's so much bad news around them, and the angels come and say, no, there's something good to find. And it's not as big as that Capitol building, and it's not as big as the census in what it seems like, but really it can change our life. And if you and I want to be people that find new beginnings, then we've got to look at these familiar blessings. We're going to take our Advent offering in a moment, and again, just for our church family. But in the village of Ethiopia, where we have our free medical clinic, not everybody there, they don't get clean water. And they don't get to turn on a light anytime they want. You know, part of our Advent offering is going to go to Ekoff Elementary School, Bensley Elementary School, and Salem Middle. And you know what? Not every kid who wakes up there gets breakfast like you and I get breakfast. And not every kid has a parent that helps them get ready and can focus on them. We called up each of these schools, told them, hey, we want to take our Christmas offering. We want to give something to your school. And I wasn't the one who had the conversation, but Joyce was telling me, said, principal over at Salem Middle almost cried when she heard that, yeah, we want to give some to you, because if you've heard about them in the news, they've had a tough time. And she said, we're dying to start this reading program, and we were wondering where we're going to get the money from. It's not just a given that we have what we have. Our friends on the Jeff Davis Corridor, and we have a nonprofit, we're going to give $10,000 through the offering to Cornerstone Revitalization Center. You know what? Most of them don't have a vehicle. You know how hard it is to have a job if you don't have transportation? Like, a lot of what you and I take for granted, not everybody 5 miles away from here has. And we need to remember to be grateful for what we have. Our missionaries around the world, we'll give them a moment of giving them a little Christmas gift. And I remember I was talking to a missionary who said these words. He said, Sean, what happens? He said, there's a lot of suffering in the world. What happens when suffering people only have a lie to believe in? What happens to people who are suffering and the only thing they've been taught or heard is that God is not there, or that you've got to make them happy, or you've got to do all these things and you've got to give to religious institutions instead of just knowing them? What happens when people around the world who are suffering, all they can believe in is something that's not even true? Well, you know, our missionaries around the world every day, they're trying to share the love of Christ with people who don't know that there's a God who cares, who loves them. But let's be honest, it's not just kids around the world. All of our kids in our church, all their friends at school. You know, my daughter is in 10th grade at Thomas Dale. And she said, Dad, here's what happened last week. We're around our dinner table. She said, so I'm around our lunch table. And there's a girl that's one of my friends, 10th grader, her mom and dad. Her mom works at a Christian preschool, and of course, Kate is the preacher's kid at school, right? So they're all like, so if I'd like, oh yeah, I know about Christmas too, Kate. Who are Jesus's parents in Christ? Isn't it Adam and Eve? 10th grader at Thomas Dale High School. No clue about the basics of the Christmas story. What happens when people close to us who are suffering only have hope in something that's not true, that they don't know? And so the reason we do our Advent offering is because there's still people who need them. We've received a lot. And this morning, we need to recognize that just around us, there are people who need our blessings. But it all begins for you and I with remembering that God isn't finished yet. You know, every time you think back and recall what God has done, you set yourself up for what God is about to do. And so that's the word for every one of us in this room. Don't miss the new beginnings in old places, because God wants to do that. So the messengers today, let's not forget, there are new beginnings for every person in this room. Every person in this room. And it begins by being grateful for what you already have. And then our prayer is that every person in here, in how you live over these next 3 weeks, because let's not forget that the holidays are a tough time for a lot of people, let's all be about helping somebody else remember that God's got something new for them too. There should be nobody this holiday season within the sound of our voice who should think, I've got nothing to live for, or I've got no reason to hope for another year. There shouldn't be, because God's all about new beginnings in old places. That's the miracle of what he does if we'll go and find Christ. So here's what I want to encourage all of us in this room to do. First of all, let's make sure all of us in this room that we're looking for Jesus. You'll see in the seat back pocket right in front of you, it says, I have decided card. And today, if that's your decision, say, you know what? I need to go find Jesus again. I kind of lost him in my old place where I've always been. You can make that decision today when the offering plate comes by. You just put that in there. And the only thing we want you to do is help you know Jesus. You don't got to do anything else. But that's there for you. We as a church family, we're doing a daily devotional. And you can do it on Facebook, on our website, or right after service, you go to Connection Center and get your own paper copy. And what we talked about last week is if we want Jesus in our world, then every day we need to open up his word and say, come on in. And so you can do that. In 2018, we're going to start with a year of the Bible. And if you've ever wanted to read the Bible and say, I've actually done it, and if you've actually wanted to understand it, what we're doing starting January 1, you can sign up. There's actually a little table outside. You can learn more about the Bible Project and be part. There's some information in your bulletin as well. So those are some decisions we can make today. I'm going to ask Pastor Brandon if he'd come on up. And we're just going to finish up with a worship moment, because just like the wise men so long ago and all the kids did for us, you know, it's something when you witness something. It's another thing when you decide to lend your voice to it. It's another thing when you decide, I'm going to say it, I'm going to believe it, I'm going to choose it. And so worship really is a moment where we say in a fresh way, I choose Jesus. I choose him and who he is. And as we do that for our church family, we're going to take our Advent offering now. And with that idea, we say at Cornerstone, when we choose to give a little extra, we choose to simplify our lives so someone else can just simply live. So that's what we're about today. So I pray that wherever you are and whatever is getting old and tired in your life, I pray that you will know that today God is saying there's a new beginning for you.